Jack Harbaugh sat at his mahogany desk, scribbling notes on a yellow pad, several law books open beside him. This was a particularly ticklish tax case, and he'd promised his CPA friend to have an interpretation soon. He was at a critical point when his secretary's voice over the intercom interrupted him.
Mr. Alba is here.
Mr. Alba? Then Jack remembered. This was the case he didn't want to take, but he allowed himself to be pressured. Jack redid the top button of his dress shirt and cinched his tie. Send him in. The man who entered his office was, at first glance, the type of individual that Jack and his partners cultivated as clients. His dark hair appeared freshly cut and styled. His clean-shaven jaw bore not a trace of 5 o'clock shadow. His suit draped perfectly to conceal a stocky frame, and his white shirt gleamed. But then, Jack looked into Alba's eyes, and they told him all he needed to know. He had seen eyes like that only once before, in a criminal who was amoral to the point of having no concern for others, or even for his own life. Jack stood, but he didn't extend his hand. Instead, he gestured toward one of the two client chairs across from his desk. Alba didn't seem upset by Jack's failure to shake hands. He nodded, seated himself, crossed his legs, and looked directly at the attorney.
What do you want to know about the case?
First, let's get some things settled. Jack resumed his chair and opened the center drawer of his desk. He pulled out a contract of representation and shoved it toward Alba. Read this. If you want me to represent you, sign it. Alba scribbled his signature without reading the document. Then he pulled a fat envelope from his shirt pocket and put it atop the contract.
Here's the fee, in cash, just as you were promised.
He held up his hand.
And I won't need a receipt.
Whether you want one or not, I'm going to note that I've been paid and report this as income. Jack put the envelope, still unopened, into his top drawer along with the signed contract.